From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia, Ask Me Another. I'm puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin, here with guest musician Julian Villard. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg!
Thank you, Cecil. We have a great show for you. Four brilliant contestants are backstage, hoping this wraps up before the next round of HQ trivia begins. But only one will be our big winner. And our special guest is Mary Wiseman from Star Trek Discovery. Oh, yeah. Now, Star Trek Discovery, this is not your mom's Star Trek, okay? It has sex, violence, profanity. I love it. In fact, I have some pitches for other family-friendly things that could use a bit of a gritty reboot. Like, how about Blue's Clues, where Blue is a serial killer? Yeah. Or how about Wheel of Fortune, but it's only swear words? That's fun. Or how about The Great British 420 Bake Off? Yeah, I'd like to hear Mary Berry say, "It's positively scrummy." So let's meet our contestants. First up, Sam Swank on buzzer number one. You're a children's nonfiction book editor. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Your opponent is Michael Chin on buzzer number two. You work on Lifetime original movies. Welcome.
Thank you.
Sam and Michael, the first of you who wins two of our games will go to our final round. Let's start with a trivia game called That's Not So Great. Every answer contains the word great, but we want you to say the answers like you are so over it.
So if I said, it's just a lot of stacked bricks for 13,000 miles, who cares? You'd answer the Great Wall of China.
Ring in to answer, here we go. I can't believe I took a 22-hour flight to the other side of the world to look at a bunch of coral. And for being in Queensland, I didn't see any royalty. One star. Sam.
The Great Barrier Reef.
That is correct, yeah.
Who cares if it's 20 feet long and has 300 teeth and can bite with 4,000 pounds of force? Honestly, between the two of us, who has legs and 71,000 Twitter followers? What? Sam.
Great white shark.
That is correct.
Yeah. Great white shark. Check your privilege, shark. Did you know, fun fact, female great white sharks are not ready to reproduce offspring until they reach the age of 33?
Oh, so like the average New Yorker.
That's right. For this clue, let's bring in our guest musician, Julian Villard. Julian, play, you know, whatever.
I'm thinking it's a sign that the freckles in our eyes are mirror images, and when we kiss, they're perfectly aligned.
Okay, so do you remember the Postal Service? What song is that? I feel like, Michael, is it on the tip of your tongue?
No.
Okay. Either of you want to ring in? We were looking for the song title, Such Great Heights.
All right. So what if he conquered an empire that spanned from Egypt to Northwest India before he was 30? I could do that too if my private tutor was Aristotle. Michael.
Alexander the Great.
That is correct.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, I get it. It's a big dog. Also, it's not even from Denmark. Michael.
A Great Dane.
Yes. Also, I love the commitment.
Yeah, actually, bred in Germany, which is not a phrase people like saying. This is your last clue. Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior. Let me tell you what would be really superior, a trip to the ocean. Michael.
The Great Lakes.
Yeah, that's right. Puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
Michael, well done. You're one step closer to the final round.